We're asking earlier, what would you like to be referred to? When we talk about Dubai, we often call it a melting pot. And Samane was saying, actually, we're more of a tossed salad. And James suggests if you take one word from melting pot and one word from tossed salad and put those together, that would be a description he would prefer. Thanks for that, James. Very entertaining.
Thank you, James. Keeping
Samane entertained there in the break. John's also saying that the reason Waitrose calls employees partners is that when they join, they also get shares in the company. That's true. Thanks for that, John. But it is that sense of belonging and sense of what you invest in your place of work, how you invest yourself, what you get in return. Let us know what you're enjoying at your place of work today, or what is it, in fact, that's frustrating you. What are the things that worry you? You know, blame, that's something that we hear a lot about, blame culture in the workplace. Or is it a very competitive environment that you're working in? Do you feel threatened by your colleague that's sitting next to you? Is it about leave? Maybe it's about the amount of leave you get and how you feel valued
and
within
for different reasons.
Sure.
Leave for different reasons. Leave for prayer, leave for certain festivals or occasions.
Yes, that's right. Maternity leave, paternity leave.
That's right.
Sick leave as well. Have you ever pulled a sickie in your place of work? Certainly working in London, that was something you heard about quite a bit. It was almost factored into an employee's yearly attendance. It was expected that somebody would take, you would kind of take a sickie or two. Duvet day is another term.
That's interesting. What does that mean? I've never heard that before.
You can take a day off and it is a leave day, but it's basically a day that you're not necessarily on holiday or doing anything. You're just going to do what you like. You're just going to stay at home today. I don't feel like coming in today.
Yeah. A kind of rest day.
Yeah.
Just to rest.
Yeah. And the idea, of course, from the duvet days, you're just going to spend your day under the duvet. You need another day off.
Yes.
Oh, it's a Sunday today. We've had a nice weekend. No, actually, I need one more day. Can you imagine that happening?
Oh, yeah. And how people would react to it, managers would react to it.
Mm. And I think that idea of, I'm just referring there to London, but imagine if you're working in Sydney or in New York or in Cape Town, Mumbai, places that you may have come from to work here in Dubai and adjusting to the different ways of working within the company here in the UAE.
Yes, yeah. And again, you know, globalization is a word that we hear lots, you know, this buzzword of how it's affected our societies and the flattening of different cultures, influences dialectically of different cultures. But the more we are working globally, we also have to be aware of acting or being aware of local issues, right? So we also need to be able to think locally and act globally, depending on the market, depending on the type of work. So professionals, managers in the contemporary work context, especially here in the UAE, have to be able to both to integrate across differences and to understand and at times even highlight or underscore the common goals of thread or the global threads of business practices. So as well as differences, Suzanne, there's similarities as well, lots of similarities, common goals across different interests. Industries that have to be highlighted. One of those differences is our perception of time and punctuality, the issue of punctuality that I find many people complain about here on both sides of the individualistic or collectivist side. So people complaining that, what is it about that watch that you're wearing? Is it just part of your outfit? Or do you respect time? When we set a meeting for 10 o'clock, why is it that you're not there at 9:58? Why is it that sometimes people don't even show up and only call a couple hours later, maybe not even call at all? And there seems to be a sort of carelessness associated with it. On the other side of the coin, we've got individuals wondering, why are you so rigid with time? You know, why are you so inflexible when it comes to time management? Now, Hall, who's an anthropologist and also a cultural psychologist who's done work in the field, talks about perception of time and priorities by separating it out into polychronic cultures versus monochronic cultures. So there are some cultures that are either or of this. And when we're working together, it's likely to cause different sorts of problems and misunderstandings. So let me ask you this to begin with. Are you the type of person that likes to do one thing at a time, or could you do many things at a time?
You're asking me personally?
Yes, yeah.
All right, thanks for that, Samane.
Okay, and for our listeners as well.
I am number two.
Number two. So you can multitask and do many things.
I'm not saying I like to do it, but I can do it.
You can do it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So concentrating on the job, or are you highly distractible and subject to interpretations? These are the kinds of things I want our listeners to think about as well. Are you committed to the job for the long term, or are you committed to people and the human relationships that you have on the job? See, these are some of the variables or factors describing where you are from a monochronic people or a polychronic people. So people from a polychronic background do many things at once, are highly distractible and subject to interpretations. They consider time commitments an objective to be achieved if possible, are high context and already have information about what they're doing. They're committed to the people and the human relationships. They change plans often and easily, but they're more concerned with those who are closely related. They're more concerned with family ties, friends, close business associates than with business activities or privacy. They also borrow and lend things often and easily. So this notion of what belongs to me versus what belongs to you, the boundaries of where I end and where you begin are much more ambiguous. They base promptness on relationships, have strong tendency to build lifetime relationships. And these are people from a polychronic background as they are described. Now, people with a monochronic culture like to do just one thing at a time. They value a certain orderliness and have the sense that they're being an appropriate time and place for everything. They don't value interruptions, perhaps. You know, when they have set aside a certain amount of time with an individual, then it's important to give them that quality of time without being interrupted by the telephone or by people walking in constantly asking for things. I know of individuals from, you know, your Western European backgrounds who set meetings with people from a polychronic time sort of orientation. And they say that I put aside 1 hour for this meeting, but it took 3 hours because there were so many people coming in requiring the attention of the individual I was having a meeting with. And I just don't understand how come there isn't this respect for the time period that has been designated for this particular task. But the other individual believes that they mustn't turn away the people who are coming requiring their knowledge or their skills or abilities, and they have an open door policy, which then means perhaps not using time in the same definition as someone from a polychronic time or culture would describe.
So how do you move forward from that? Do you just continue to be side by side and just having those feelings, or is there a way of compromise, or is it over time, the more and more we work side by side, the more and more we embrace each other's working practices, that we're able to almost develop our own culture, our own you would define the UAE with a certain working culture compared to other places?
Being transparent, Suzanne. Talking about it, really important. When you come from different backgrounds and you need clarification, seek clarification. If you have 1 hour devoted to a particular meeting, all you need to do is let that individual know, are we good to meet from 10 to 11? I need to be out of there at 10:59. So I'd really would appreciate a good solid hour of your time. I respect that you're busy. I respect that you've got a lot going on. But if we could pin it down for this time, I'd appreciate it.
And if not, let's rearrange, right. Let's schedule for a time, and we'll allow more time in the diary to accommodate your needs as well.
Perfect. So you're acknowledging the fact that they're very busy and that they may be interrupted. But you're also expressing how you operate. And so there's an appreciation for both modalities.
When we come back, we'll be looking at conflict resolution across cultures.